The following is a discourse on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 1 through 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 26, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity and simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty and steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from envy and the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. In the beginning of the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of this material world was explained. The extra roots coming out of it were compared to the activities of the living entities, some auspicious, some inauspicious. In the 9th chapter also, the devas, or godly, and the asuras, the ungodly, or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path of liberation, and such activities are known as deva prakriti, transcendental by nature. Those who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress.
The effect of modern civilization is that they have no idea about liberation. Neither they have any idea about transmigration of the soul. From the very root they are defect. They are thinking just like animals. Dog is thinking that I am this dog. I born dog and then I just finish everything. He cannot think that I can become also man. He cannot think. So the modern civilization, they cannot think even that there is next life and we can go. They have got the tendency to go to the higher planetary system, moon, artificially they are trying. But they do not know. They can go to any planet. Sarvaga. Jansi Deva Bhatade Van Pitri Jansi. They do not know this. Although they have got the tendency to go. But they do not know how to go positively. What are the positions of the different planets or Vaikuntha Loka or liberation or next life, transfer? Nothing of this. Simply like dog. Now consider this point, whether I am speaking right or wrong. I know I am speaking the right thing, but if you deny, then you talk amongst you.
So that anything to liberation means that you can do anything you like, that you can be free from any moral or ethical.
That is the askeldom. That is askeldom. Just like in prison house, if a prisoner thinks that he can do whatever he likes, that is askeldom. That is going on. The modern civilization is rascal. He's seeing practically that he is under the control of material nature, and still he thinks that he can do whatever he likes. This is rascal.
The Christian conception of salvation was more one of being saved from hell rather than an attraction for some transcendental reality.
But mass of people, they do not know what is hell because they are living in the hell already. That was the story when Harry was discouraged, he was undisturbed. But when he was informed that there is no newspaper in Harry, then he became nervous. How one can live there without news? So far, Harry's condition is now Padmam Harish Padmam Navaraj.
He
was describing about that factory. So they are working in the factory, what do they care for Harry? If we go to hell, we'll get some good salary, that's why. Money required, then I said, drink nicely. The standard is there. Now this qualification Avayam Satya Sanshuddhi, it does not strike them at all. These qualities are high quality. Is it not? This is the... What is the translation?
Fearlessness. Purification of one's existence.
He is fearless. Everyone is fearful. And fearlessness is good quality. Who understands this? Aharanidra Vayamaipancha, this is animal life. To eat, sleep, sex, and become fearful, that is animal life. And one has to become fearless. So, who cares for it? They are thinking, to become fearless means to keep guns. That is also one way. Then fearlessness and
purification of one's existence.
And that they do not know. When they fall sick, then they want to purify, go to the physician. But his whole life is impure, he doesn't know. Because it is impure, therefore you are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, that they do not know. But if you scrutinize English, examine all these different items of advancement of life, the modern man has no idea. That is being explained in this chapter. Therefore there is no such education, neither people are interested. Now, I had art classes in the colleges, universities, no student is joined. They are simply joining technological classes.
Who are situated in the transcendental nature make progress on the path of liberation. For those who are acting the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. Either they will have to remain in this...
They say, what do we care for liberation? Is it that possible? We have to sacrifice so many things. We don't want to. That is nonsense. You keep your liberty. You don't want it. This is good. As you said, liberation means whatever I like, I do. But that is, actually, he cannot do that. But his thinking, that is liberation. Can he do that? Whatever he likes. But he still is. Therefore, ask him. dog's life. The dog is jumping, barking, yes, well, I'm free now. But he forgets that as soon as his master will call and chain him, he'll do. But he's thinking that I'm liberated. Visible. What is his desire? He does not know what is his desire.
Either they will have to remain in this material world as human beings, or they will descend among the species of the animals, or even lower life forms.
They will say, we're all boys. We like things. I will preach, that is the problem. This is that position.
We were finding, Srila Prabhupada, that they could not defeat Varnashram Dharma. They had no society like Varnashrama. In the colleges, they could not understand this body, but we showed them how the society could be arranged harmoniously, and they had no alternative. Their ideas on how to structure society for everyone's happiness, they have no good ideas. So that preaching platform, they could understand, Varnashram.
Yes, they will understand. I'm just pointing out the difficulties of your preaching. You will have to face all these difficulties. And they're like cats and dogs, right? Not even human beings. Therefore, the business is little hard job. You have to deal with cats and dogs. But still there is hope, because they have got this human form of life. There is hope. It is not hopeless. Don't be disappointed, but this is the job. You have to meet with cats and dogs. That is my point. When you go to preach, you must know that I have come to preach among cats and dogs. And I have to deal with them carefully, otherwise they will bark. That's why I wrote that poetry, in disappointment, before entering the open. Now what they will understand, this philosophy.
In this 16th chapter, the Lord explains both the transcendental nature and its attendant qualities, as well as the demoniac nature and its qualities. He also explains the advantages and disadvantages of these qualities. The word avidatasya, in reference to one born of transcendental qualities or godly tendencies, is very significant. To beget a child in a godly atmosphere is known in the Vedic scriptures as garbhadana samskara. If the parents want a child in godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles of the human being. In Bhagavad Gita, we have studied also before that sex life for begetting a good child is Krishna himself. Sex life is not condemned provided the process is used in Krishna consciousness. Those who are in Krishna consciousness at least should not beget children like cats and dogs, but should beget them so they may become Krishna conscious after birth. That should be the advantage of children born of a mother or father absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The social institution, known as Varnashram Dharma, the institution dividing society into four divisions or castes, is not meant to divide human society according to birth. Such divisions are in terms of educational qualifications. They are to keep the society in a state of peace and prosperity. The qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities, meant for making a person progress in spiritual understanding so he can get liberated from the material world.
So where is that institute? To train people to acquire this transcendental body. There is no such thing. We are attempting to qualify the man in transcendental body. This is the only institute. Otherwise, where it is? I don't think throughout the whole world there is any institute to train the students in transcendental quality. Who cares for transcendental quality?
In the Varnashram institution, the sannyasi, or the person in the renounced order of life, is considered to be the head, or the spiritual master, of all the social statuses and orders. A Brahmin is considered to be the spiritual master of the three other sections of society, namely the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Sudra, but a sannyasi, who is on the top of the institution, is considered to be the spiritual master of the Brahmins also. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness. Because a sannyasi has to be alone, without any support or guarantee of support, he has simply to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he thinks, after leaving my connections, who will protect me, he should not accept the renounced order of life. One must be fully convinced that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his localized aspect as Paramatma, is always within, that he is seeing everything, and that he always knows what one intends to do. One must have this firm conviction that Krishna as Paramatma will take care of a soul surrendered unto him. I shall never be alone, one should think. I shall never be alone, one should think. Even if I live in the darkest regions of a forest, I shall be accompanied by Krishna, and he will give me all protection. That conviction is called avayam, without fear. This state of mind is necessary for a person in the renounced order of life. Then he has to purify his existence. There are so many rules and regulations to be followed in the renounced order of life. Most important of all, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to have any intimate relationship with a woman. He is even forbidden to talk with a woman in a secluded place. Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi, and when he was at Puri, his feminine devotees could not even come near to offer their respects. They were advised to bow down from a distant place. This is not a sign of hatred for women as a class, but it is a stricture imposed on the sannyasi not to have close connections with women. One has to follow the rules and regulations of a particular status of life in order to purify his existence. For a sannyasi, intimate relations with a woman and possessions of wealth for sense gratification are strictly forbidden. The ideal sannyasi was Lord Chaitanya himself, and we can learn from his life that he was very strict in regards to women. Although he is considered to be the most liberal incarnation of Godhead, accepting the most fallen conditioned souls, he strictly followed the rules and regulations of the sannyas order of the life in connection with association with women. The next item is Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, being engaged in the cultivation of knowledge. Sannyasi life is meant for distributing knowledge to the householders and others who have forgotten their real life of spiritual advancement. A sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door for his livelihood, but that does not mean that he is a beggar. Humility is also one of the qualifications of a transcendentally situated person, and out of sheer humility, the sannyasi goes from door to door, not exactly for the purpose of begging, but to see the householders and awaken them to Krishna consciousness. This is the duty of a sannyasi. If he is actually advanced, and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic
and
understanding.
As a gentleman, if you go to somebody's house, he requires his permission. But India, still a sannyasi, doesn't require any permission. He can enter in any householder's house. Mother, give me some food. This is introduction. Not that he has gone there for food, but easy introduction. And generally the householder will receive a sannyasi. Yes, Swamiji, come here, sit down. They will offer obeisance, and then they begin talk. This is the meaning. Not that he is hankering after food. This is only introduction. He's not a beggar. But people take advantage of this dress because they think that without any work I can beg and live. That is going on in India. So many rascals are taking the sannyasi dress and living at the cost of others. Therefore people have become disgusted. They have no knowledge to preach. Yes,
if he is actually advanced and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic and understanding. And if he is not so advanced, he should not accept the renounced order of life. But even if he has accepted the renounced order of life without sufficient knowledge, he should engage himself fully in hearing from a bona fide spiritual master to cultivate knowledge. A sannyasi, or one in the renounced order of life, must be situated in fearlessness, sattva-samshuddhi, purity, and jnana-yoga, knowledge. The next item is charity. Charity is meant for the householders. The householders should earn a livelihood by honorable means and spend 50% of their income to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Thus, a householder should give in charity to such institutional societies that are engaged in that way. Charity should be given to the right receiver. There are different kinds of charities, as will be explained later. Charity in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Charity in the mode of goodness is recommended by the scriptures, but charity in the modes of passion and ignorance is not recommended because it is simply a waste of money. Charity should be given only to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is charity in the mode of goodness. Then as far as Dhamma, self-control, is concerned, it is not only meant for other orders of religious society, but it is specially meant for the householder. Although he has a wife, a householder should not use his senses for sex life unnecessarily. There are restrictions for the householders, even in sex life, which should only be engaged for the propagation of children. If he does not require children, he should not enjoy sex life with his wife. Modern society enjoys sex life with contraceptive methods, or more abominable methods, to avoid the responsibility of children. This is not in the transcendental quality, but it is demoniac. If anyone, even if he is a householder, wants to make progress in spiritual life, he must control his sex life and should not beget a child without the purpose of serving Krishna. If he is able to beget children who will be in Krishna consciousness, one can produce hundreds of children. But without this capacity, one should not indulge only for sense pleasure. Sacrifice is another item to be performed by the householders, because sacrifices require a large amount of money. Other orders of life, namely the brahmachari, the vanaprastha, and the sannyas, have no money. They live by begging. So performance of different types of sacrifices meant for the householder. They should perform agnihotra sacrifices as enjoined in Vedic literatures, but such sacrifices at the present moment are very expensive, and it is not possible for any householder to perform them. The best sacrifice recommended in this age is called Sankirtan and Jaga, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the best and the most inexpensive sacrifice. Everyone can adopt it and derive benefit. So these three items, namely charity, sense control, and performance of sacrifice, are meant for the householder. Then, Svadhyaya, Vedic study, and tapa, austerity, and arjavam, gentleness or simplicity, are meant for the brahmachari, or student life. Brahmacharis should have no connection with women. They should live a life of celibacy, and engage the mind in the study of Vedic literature for the cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is called svadhyaya. Tapas, or austerity, is meant for the retired life. One should not remain a householder throughout his whole life. He must always remember that there are four divisions of life: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So after grihastha, householder life, one should retire. If one lives for 100 years, one should spend 25 years in student life, 25 years in householder life, 25 in retired life, and 25 in the renounced order of life. These are the regulations of the Vedic religious discipline. A man retired from household life must practice austerities of the body, mind, and tongue. That is tapasya. The entire Varnashram Dharma Society is meant for tapasya. Without tapasya or austerity, no human being can get liberation. The theory that there is no need of austerity in life, that one can go on speculating and everything will be nice, is neither recommended in the Vedic literature nor in the Bhagavad Gita. Such theories are manufactured by show bottle spiritualists who are trying to gather more followers. If there are restrictions, rules, and regulations, people will not become attracted. Therefore, those who want followers in the name of religion, just to have a show only, don't restrict the lives of their students nor their own lives. But that method is not approved by the Vedas. As far as simplicity is concerned, not only should a particular order of life follow this principle, but every member, be he in the brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, or vanaprastha ashram, one must live very simply. Ahimsa means not arresting the progressive life of any living entity. One should not think that since the spirit spark is never killed, even after killing of the body, that there is no harm in killing animals for sense gratification. People are now addicted to eating animals in spite of having an ample supply of grains, fruits, and milk. There is no necessity for animal killing. This injunction is for everyone. When there is no other alternative, one may kill an animal, but it should be offered in sacrifice. At any rate, when there is ample food supply for humanity, persons who are desiring to make advancement in spiritual realization should not commit violence to animals. Real ahimsa means not checking anyone's progressive life. The animals are also making progress in their evolutionary life by transmigrating from one category of animal life to another. If a particular animal is killed, then his progress is checked. If an animal is staying in a particular body for so many days or so many years and is untimely killed, then he has to come back again in that form of life to complete the remaining days in order to be promoted to another species of life. Satyam. This word means that one should not distort the truth for some personal interest. In Vedic literature, there are some difficult passages, but the meaning or the purpose should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. That is the process for understanding the Vedas. Shruti means that one should hear from the authority. One should not construe some interpretation for his personal interest. There are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita that misinterpret the original text. The real import of the word should be presented, and that should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. Next four. Tambodapo bimanascha kroda parushamevacha agyanam cha bijatasya partha sampadamasurim. Arrogance, pride, anger, conceit, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, osanaprita. In this verse, the royal road to hell is described. The demoniac want to make a show of religion and advancement in spiritual science, although they do not follow the principles. They are always arrogant or proud in possessing some type of education or so much wealth. They desire to be worshipped by others, and they demand respectability, although they do not command respect. Over trifles, they become very angry and speak harshly, not gently. They do not know what should be done and what should not be done. They do everything whimsically according to their own desire, and they do not recognize any authority. These demoniac qualities are taken on by them from the very beginning of their bodies in the wombs of their mothers, and as they grow, they manifest all these inauspicious qualities.
Oh, your answer is there. They think liberty means automatic life. Oh, they don't. the Master. Now describe it.
There's one, you quoted Chanakapandi, and he describes a scholar. A scholar is a man who can see all women as his mother and all living entities, treats them equally, and others' property as trash. So today's civilization, they're mistaking a scholar for a rogue, and a rogue for a scholar. And here, Krishna is explaining the godly man, and the qualities of a scholar, a gentleman, whereas in today's civilization is upside down, backwards.
Yeah. They're repeating it, right?
They feel the godly qualities are a sign of weakness, and the demoniac qualities is a good sign.
Heroism. That is heroism.
Yes, heroism. So this purport Srila Prabhupada perfectly describes our student life. As students, we were doing everything whimsically. Or we would accept bad
advice. From the beginning of student life, Kumarang Asarit Pragya, Dharman Bhagavat, they should be trained now. And that's the concept. Maps for Lalmara. Now, from the very beginning of student life, that because there is no education, he is trained now as demon. What can you say? So many things have to be reformed by pushing on Krishna consciousness. These are Krishna consciousness, movement. Whatever is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that is within the jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness. So we have to do our quarter.
Daivi sampadvi mokshaya nibandhaya srimata Masucha sampadam daivim abhijato sipandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demonic qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna by telling him that he was not born with demoniac qualities. His involvement in the fight was not demoniac, because he was considering the pros and cons. He was considering whether respectable persons, such as Bhishma and Drona, should be killed or not. So he was not acting under the influence of anger, false prestige, or harshness. Therefore he was not of the quality of the demons. For a Kshatriya, a military man, shooting arrows at the enemy is considered transcendental, and refraining from such a duty is demoniac. Therefore there was no cause for Arjuna to lament. Anyone who performs the regulated principles of the different orders of life is transcendentally situated.
Discuss on this point.
They may say that we have arbitrarily given some specific duties to different people. They may say that we have arbitrarily given that the Kshatriya is supposed to kill like this, that actually everyone should
not
be a good man.
Arbitrarily, it is given by Krishna. It is not arbitrary. By the supreme order. If they can say it is arbitrary, then what is the use of referring to Bhagavad Gita? Things may not be arbitrary, whimsical. Therefore we have to take reference from Bhagavad Gita. Law book. So when a judge gives his judgment, he does not give it arbitrarily. There is law book. So there is no question of arbitrary. The reference is there. How you can say it is arbitrary? That is not fact. Shastra vidhi. Rather, if you don't care for shastra vidhi, then you will never be successful. The shastra vidhi must be there. in this chapter you'll find.
Yashashtavidi mush utshuja vartate kama karata na sasidim avapnoti na sukam na param gatim. But he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination.
You do not give anything, as you say.
Actually, this is a fact, because we see by following their authorities, they're becoming more and more unhappy, and by following our authorities, we're becoming more and more happy.
Yeah.
So the result is there even in this life we can see.
Yeah.
What to speak beyond this life?
They can say not everyone is made happy by a war.
Mm-hmm.
They can say that, for example, the wives of Duryodhana and all of these people who were killed, they were not made happy.
No, Dharmakshetra and Kurukshetra.
Otherwise they could not fight. They are not Vietnam soldiers and they are attacked, they are going away. They are not like that. They are determined that either lay down life or gain victory. That is it. They are not afraid of fight. Do you think they are afraid of fight? No, no. That is real Kshatriya, Buddhi Chappalaya, no? That is real Kshatriya training.
I mean to say that they may consider that this is a selfish type of happiness, though.
Hmm?
Not taking
they may think they are rascals, they can think anything. We haven't got to reply all of them, because they are rascals. They can talk all nonsense. So we haven't got to take care of, just like his child, he's talking so many foolishly. Sometimes we reply, yes, yes, you know. Well, we don't take seriously anything spoken by a child. So these rascals may go on talking so many things, but we haven't got to take care of all of it. We have to do our own business. Let the dog bark on, the caravan will pass. So not that we have to take care of the barking of the dog also. Let them bark.
Drau bhuta sarga lokeshmin daiva asura eva cha daiva vishtarasha prokta asuram partha me shunu. O son of Pritha, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called the divine and the other demonic. I've already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Pravritim cha nivritim cha janana vidura sura nasaucham napicha charo nasacham teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Itam drishtim avastabhya nastatmano lapudhaya prabhavanti ugrakamana shayaya jagatohita.
This is the right description of modern age.
Yes.
Exact.
Yes.
What is that? A tangled string of vast of God.
Nashtat mano
also. Nashtat, they've lost their soul. Nashtat, there is no information about this soul. Nashtat mano. God and soul is lost. There is no God, there is no cause of this creation, there was a chunk like that. etam dushtim avastabhyam. Really?
Etam dushtim avastabhyam nishtat mano alpabuddhaya prabhavanti.
They have lost their self. Nishtatmana alpabuddha. Alpabuddha. Resting. No intelligence. Let's make catch on that. If these four principles are available, that's when it's life is passive, success. Eating, sleeping, meeting. Alpha Buddha. Anyway. Then?
Prabhavanti Ugra Karmana.
Ugra Karmana, the factory. This is Ugra Karmana. Pradhuna was describing Ugra Karma, hellish. Little karma, yes, wheat is growing, little tilling, that's sufficient. What is the use of opening big, big factory? Ugra Karma. But it has held. You are talking on behalf of them. What is that?
Self-helping.
Keeping them innocent men or women that kept in that factory simply for livelihood. Little work will provide his life. His nature has given so much facility. You can grow little food anywhere. The cows are there on the pasturing ground. Take milk and live peacefully. Why you open factories? What is the use? Keeping them in hellish condition. So this is the description. Now discuss this part.
You say, Srila Prabhupada, they engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world, and that this refers to the atomic weapons. This is so true.
Yes. God speaking, Krishna speaking.
I was studying this nuclear energy in college, thinking that it would save the world, that by the energy they could make bigger tomatoes, bigger corn, and...
Bigger death. Conclusion is bigger death.
Yeah.
Everything big. One man was dying. Now, many hundreds of thousands will die. Bigger death. He did not consider it bigger death.
It was very frustrating, though, because for every thing they were trying to do good, they found so many more things bad were coming.
That is karma jagat means that if you have to raise this house, then you have to cut the wood somewhere. You have to destroy somewhere, and then you can make a house. You have to adjust things like that. You cannot create. This house is created by destroying somewhere. Is it that?
Mm-hmm.
So where is your creation?
Mm.
Creation is God's creation. He has created everything. And if you want to create, you have to destroy something. That is karma. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these people are called Dushkritina. And you've mentioned that the Dushkritina, actually he has some intelligence.
Yeah.
Misused.
Intelligence. After destroying the wood, you use your intelligence to construct this house. You have intelligence. There is no doubt. Human being must have intelligence. But that intelligence is given to him for getting out of the clutches of birthdate, old age. He is not utilizing that intelligence for that purpose. Therefore, this critique. Intelligence he has got. We don't say the modern world, they're unintelligent, fools. No, they have got intelligence. But the intelligence is being utilized for duskarja, which he should not have done. Duskarja, karja and duskarja. Work and bad work. His intelligence was given so that he could get relief from these clutches of birth, death, old age, but that he is not utilizing. He is opening factory and creating another bad atmosphere. That was this thing. To open a factory requires intelligence. Some machine is working, that's all right. But how this intelligence being used to keep man in hellish condition? That was this thing.
They're also very narrow-minded, just like they may open a factory, but they're not thinking the effects of the factory.
Because therefore duskritin murha, next word. Because then murha, therefore duskritin.
At the same time, it said that Krishna gives the intelligence. Matasmritir jnanam.
And you want it to do, Krishna gives intelligence. You want to manufacture a very complicated machine. Krishna will give intelligence. All right, do like this. Manufacture. You will not hear Krishna, sarvadharman paritajya. That is Krishna's intelligence. That you rascal, give up this, all this. But you will not do it. You want to do it, but Krishna is so kind. All right, do it. See the effect. Without Krishna's help, you cannot do anything.
Prabhupada, you've called the politicians representatives of the Ranyakashipu. They are trying to become immortal, just like devotees, but without...
Yes. There are two kinds of men already described. Devas, Revas. These two kinds of activities will go on. This is material work. You cannot find out 10% perfect man. That is not perfect. The class of man, imperfect, will be there. But it is being described who is imperfect and who is perfect. That you have to select. You cannot clear this material world of imperfect person. That is not perfect. They are real demons. But you must know who is perfect and who is imperfect. And make your choice, whether you want to remain imperfect or want to make progress to become perfect. That is up to you.
It seems almost like a contradiction in one sense that prabhavanti, that they flourish, and at the same
prabhavanti
time...
Materially, just like when you go to a modern city, and so how developed prabhavanti. But what kind of prabhavanti? That is next word. Jagata hitaya, to destroy this world. So they are prabhavanti in the opposite direction. But it's not prabhavanti actually. Prabhavanti in the material sense. But what is the purpose? What is the end? Jagata hitaya. There are two kinds of progress. To help, to help.
50 years ago they were thinking it was progress to build big skyscrapers. Now it's so hellish in the cities, everybody's moving out.
Yes. Actually, when there are so many skyscraper buildings, it is hell. The natural air is obstructed.
No, sir.
In Bombay, you see, if you are on the top floor, you have got little facility. In the lower floor, it is hell. If there are several skyscraper buildings, and the first floor, second floor, it is simply hell. Nowhere. Simply you have to run on this electric path. You cannot see the sky. Therefore it is meant skyscraper. What is scraper? What is the meaning?
It's going to touch it.
Huh?
Touching
the sky. So we have touched the sky in such a way I cannot see it. This is the reason. You demon, you have captured the sky, so I have no opportunity to see you. All is electric light. Now we see the sky, the sun, how nice it is. This is light. Green, down and up, clear sky, sun. This is light. We get rejuvenation in this atmosphere. What is this nonsense? All skyscraper buildings, no air, no light. Jagatahitaya. The mind becomes crippled, the health becomes deteriorated. Children cannot see even the sky. Everything is spoiled.
Every day in the city they make a report, pollution report, and they say you should go outside or not go outside. Some days it is not good for your health to leave your home.
They are also selling fresh air.
Fresh air?
They are selling fresh air.
Fresh water also.
Yeah. In Tokyo they have special machines you can get
fresh
clean water.
By cleaning the urine? Now they are doing that. Fresh water by cleaning urine. Fat derived from stool. Yes, German people did it. Fat extracted from stool. Scientifically. You can use it with butter, very nice. Bread.
Some of the materialists may argue that these activities are not all that unbeneficial. For example, they've made a tractor, and in America they can produce so many grains, so much so that practically they could feed the world.
Why do they not?
Because their mentality is very abominable. Their mentality is very abominable.
Do they? There are so many overpopulation, and you can do it in America. So much land lying vacant here.
Better to put the people in the factories in the fields. If they're going to work, let them work growing the grain and milking the cow. Yes.
Then they live very happily that way around. Jagatahitaya. Read it.
Shayaya Jagat Hitaya.
Shayaya. Shayaya means for ruination. Bringing ruin to ruination. To save them from ruination. Actually, I've seen in New York some quarters so nasty. In London also, so nasty. Disaster. So many stores found lying vacant. I was, when I had no business, I was loitering to see the city. Hellish country. They said it is risky, it was risky, but I did not know that it was risky. One electrician here's my friend. Oh, Sami, you are buying those quarters. It is not for you, don't. I do not care. But I have got, they will take from me. So I was loitering in New York City. So many nasty quarters. London also. So many houses, vacant.
There is more chance of being killed in New York City than in the jungle.
Yes, they warned me not to go to the central park in the evening. They say at night nobody goes there.
Except the thieves.
Huh?
Except the thieves and killers.
It's such an important city and such important park. Nobody goes.
Is there any stage at which these atheistic people have done anything good by accident? Is there any step?
Therefore they support this accident theory. Nowadays they have got the accident. Because ordinarily there is no good. There is no possibility. But by accident if some good comes, that's all. Otherwise jagata ahitaya. It is only for bad. But accidentally means good comes. Accidentally Krishna consciousness movement came. And that's why it was going on. Nobody called Krishna consciousness, the scientist, the philosopher, the politician. But accidentally came. That's the name of God desires. We cannot explain God, therefore we take it as accident.
It's very interesting. Very interesting. In a Vedic community, everything is very ordered and goodness prevails. Therefore, God consciousness seems very natural.
Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves and have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. The demoniac are engaged in activities that will lead the world to destruction. The Lord states here that they are less intelligent. The materialists who have no concept of God think that they are advancing, but according to Bhagavad Gita, they are unintelligent and devoid of all sense. They try to enjoy this material world to the utmost limit, and therefore always engage in inventing something for sense gratification. Such materialistic inventions are considered to be the advancement of human civilization. But the result is that people grow more and more violent and more cruel, cruel to animals and cruel to other human beings. They have no idea how to behave toward one another. Animal killing is very prominent amongst demoniac people. Such people are considered the enemies of the world, because ultimately they will invent or create something which will bring destruction to all. Indirectly, this verse anticipates the invention of nuclear weapons, of which the whole world is today very proud. At any moment, war may take place and these atomic weapons may create havoc. Such things are created solely for the destruction of the world, and this is indicated here. Due to godlessness, such weapons are invented in human society. They are not meant for the peace and prosperity of the world.